Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It may seem some days as though the darkness has overcome the light, in contrast to what we heard and what I just read there from our gospel reading. Just read the news, watch television, see a world that is increasingly turned away from God and toward its own pleasures and desires. And it may be very hard to see the light shining in the darkness. And even the next few verses in our gospel reading give the impression that not all was well when Jesus Christ, the light, came into the darkness. From John's description here, at first, it might seem that the darkness had already overcome the light. He says, "The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." Jesus Christ, who is the true light, the one who truly gives light to our darkness, was coming into the world, and the world did not know him. His own people did not receive him, even though every single person was made through him and does not exist except through him. They did not know him. He had the power over their life and the power to give them life, eternal life. He had the power to enlighten their darkness. And yet, they didn't know him. Even his own people, the people who'd been entrusted with the promises that a Savior was going to come to save them from sin, even these people who had been given his word, even they, his own people, did not receive him. That's pretty depressing. That sounds like darkness has overcome the light. It sounds like the people will continue to walk in the darkness of this sinful world, to be bound to sin, to continue to live in the fear of death, to continue to live for their pleasures, to continue to hurt one another. It sounds there, if you stop there, that the darkness has prevailed. Because even those who should have believed in Jesus, who had his word, rejected him. And thanks be to God, though, that Jesus didn't stop there and leave them and leave us in darkness and say, "Well, they're not receiving me, so I'm just going to turn my back on them and give up on them." Thanks be to God that he didn't do that. But the light came into the world, into the dark world, amidst people who rejected him. And regardless of their rejection, the light continued to shine in the darkness. And we hear that there was a but then, here in verse 12. And this is an important but. It's a but to all the darkness, all the rejection that's mentioned in verses 9, 10, and 11. And it's also a but to all the death that we see around us. All the spiritual death that we see, all the rejection of Christ, and all of the sin that we see in ourselves and our own sinful nature. Verse 12 says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Though many rejected Jesus, though many wanted to stay in their darkness and reject the light, there were those who believed, not by their own power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. People were given new life by Jesus, who first gave them physical life. He gave them new life in him. People were born again by the power of the Word. People who were sinners living in darkness, the darkness of a life enslaved to sin, slavery in which we were all born. having no hope of eternal life, trying to be good on their own, trying to prove themselves to be good. The Word who first made man out of nothing and into the darkness said, "Let there be light." This Word, Jesus Christ, gave them light and life by his death and resurrection. The light was not overcome by the darkness. And here we are, 2,000 years later, hearing this word. Hearing the word of God. Rejoicing in the light who shone in the darkness. Celebrating once again the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh for our salvation. Here today, by that word, Jesus Christ, we are receiving forgiveness. Here today, the light comes in his word of forgiveness and already came as we were absolved of our sins. We were forgiven. And it will come again to us as we are given his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. The light has come and has enlightened our darkness by forgiving our sins. And the fact that this is still happening, that the church is still giving out the forgiveness of sins, that people are still being made right with God, that God and man are still being reconciled after all of these years, is a miracle of God. Why should it be that a group of people who live by words of forgiveness, should continue to exist, continue to be here? Not by might or power or armies has the Christian church remained. It has remained by the word of Jesus proclaiming his forgiveness to people. That's how people have come to believe. People believing in a Savior who came and suffered and died like a criminal and rose from the dead and said, "My kingdom is not of this world," did not try to fight to defend himself, but an organization that lives by his word of forgiveness. People being forgiven, and being born again in baptism, being given bread and wine, which is the body and blood of Jesus. This church lives, is born, is sustained by this word of forgiveness, just by words. That is how the light is shining in the darkness. And it continues 2,000 years later. And that's in spite of the fact that there's been a great deal of opposition to it. For the first couple hundred years of the church's existence, the major empire in the Christian world, where there were Christians, the Roman Empire, said it was illegal to be a Christian. And yet, God's word still shone in the darkness. And people still believed in Jesus. This is a miracle. This is something only God can do. And his word of forgiveness continues to shine and continues to be proclaimed. And people like us, who do not deserve it, do not deserve these good gifts, we have been born again, we have been forgiven, we have been given light and life. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is conquering darkness today as you receive his word and sacrament. The word who became flesh and dwelt among us, as we see in verse 14, is still coming to dwell among us today as he comes in his body and his blood, as he comes in his word, as his forgiveness is given out. And in this dark world, when it seems as though there is no hope, when we see our sin, when we feel shame for our past and guilt for what we have done, and when we fear for the future, when our own efforts seem futile, when we continue to struggle with our sinful nature, we come, when we see this darkness and we know this darkness, we come to the one who first gave us life, who caused us to be born again of God in baptism, and we receive His love and forgiveness. We trust His promise that indeed, no matter how bad things get, no matter what sins we bring to our Lord, the darkness has not overcome the light. We look forward to the day when we will see the glory of God, when we will see visibly that it is true, the light has overcome the darkness. Jesus overcame the darkness as He finished His perfect life in our place and died for our sins and rose from death and is now seated at God's right hand of power ruling for us. The light has overcome the darkness. And on the last day, the Word who was made flesh will be seen before our very eyes. And darkness and night shall be no more for us. Sin shall be no more for you. The struggle with sin and death and evil will be no more. And we will live in His light forever. The darkness has not overcome Jesus. But Jesus, the light of the world, has overcome the darkness. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.